What's up, guys? Faruqi Bros here. We're going to be reacting to Matt Reeves, who just dropped the first look at Robert Pattinson as Batman. We've all been waiting for this for a very long time, so we're going to be looking at everything from the costume itself, how Pattinson looks like in the costume, and of course, the symbol, and then the score. So we're going to start with the resident Batman fan, Zian. So let us know what you think about this new costume reveal.
All right, so first off, it looks sick, but the first thing it grabs out to you before his reveal is the score, actually, which was really good, in my opinion. Though the Dark Knight, like, trilogy score is pretty, like, famous, it's honestly, I'm not a big fan of it in terms of how it kind of, like, embraces the character. But this, you can feel like they just really know the tone of what they're doing. It's, like, it's heavy, it's powerful. I tweeted about it. I said, you know, it's like almost has an eerie feeling to it, but you can get that sense of like justice out of it, you know, like an Avengers score would give. So I feel like that hybrid, that mix is really sick and fits the character really well. As far as the costume, I think it looked great. I mean, I feel like it's going to get a lot of hate, especially from maybe like the Snyder fans or people who are used to that costume or even the Dark Knight costume. Though it's more similar to the Dark Knight trilogy in terms of like the armor feel of it. To me, it's like a cross. Obviously, the inspiration is clearly heavily from Batman Noel. Almost the symbol and everything looks so similar to that. And the way the armor padding is, it's almost like straight ripped out of a Noel book. But I feel like it's a cross between Arkham Knight, which also had more of an armor, and Noel, which is more, not armor, but more fabric. But it's like a perfect hybrid. I think it looks sick, in my opinion. They didn't really give a clear look of the cowl, so I'm not sure how long the ears were, but it is longer than Batman v Super, the Batflex Batman. And I personally am a fan of longer ears, longer ear Batmans from DCAU and the Dark Knight trilogy. So, I mean, this is just a costume test, screen test, so there's obviously not a lot to go on, but from what they showed, I think it looks sick, and there's not much more to say. It looks amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah, the first thing I actually got out of it was Arkham Knight, because when he's walking up, this is something the Noel suit doesn't do, but then we never saw it in a moving image. It's moving. The plates on his chest are moving, and he's like, just like the Arkham Knight trailer, when he flexes a little bit, the plating on his armor kind of shifts, and it moves, and it's a very living and breathing costume. So I think more than anything, outside of the symbol, it's a straight up Arkham Knight design. So it's like, if you loved Arkham Knight and you loved how that suit looked like, this is literally the Arkham suit brought in, especially with how the chest plate works. It's a copy of Arkham. So very techie suit. It's actually the most advanced suit that we've seen so far, because I know Zion mentioned that the Dark Knight had armored suit, but it wasn't armored in a tech sense. It was armored in a military sense. And then Ben Affleck's costume is more like longer, tough fabrics. You know, not really armor, but more like strong fabric. This literally is tech armor going down, up and down his body. Again, this is a costume test. It's a screening test. So it's not the final look at this costume, and I'm sure there's going to be small upgrades here and there. Especially with how the suit goes. And the suit is made in a way that they can easily change it by the end, or the more he gets into the Batman role, maybe for Batman 2, Batman 3, there's a lot of potential to keep upgrading the suit and making it
more
different.
Streamlined, yeah.
Yeah, so I think for the first time, this is a pretty good, and I think it's a good start. And the score, this is probably one of the best, and we only got a sample of it, but that's a freaking crazy score. I think the score is actually better than the costume. But that's my quick thoughts.
I actually agree with you. I think the score... the score is amazing. Like, it gives you this weird feel like they're gonna go probably very dark. It seems like they're gonna go very dark. Even just the way he kind of, it's like red lighting, and Pattinson, he kind of reminds me of Christian Bale for some weird reason. I think it's because he's sleek. Like, he's like a little bit, you could tell from his face that he's like skinny-ish. So he reminds me of Christian Bale. As for the suit, I think the symbol, I'm not a fan of the symbol. I think, and I do think this is not going to be his final look. And plus, we haven't really seen the angle at which we got it. Like, it's not, like, I need to see it more. Like, I need to kind of like the full look of it. The collar looks weird, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. The collar kind of looks weird.
Yeah, that's probably my only gripe also.
And then his chin, he has the, like, the Batman chin, if there's such a thing. But it just feels, it's different. It's different. So, I don't know. Like, I think the score tells you more about what the film might feel like. And I think that's what is more exciting for me personally. I think the score is what's, the score is amazing.
Yeah, there's a bit of an aesthetic. There's a bit of an aesthetic here. And like the design is a lot of, it's like, it's probably the most complicated Batman design we've seen so far. Most Batman costumes have a simplicity to them, but you can, again, look at the bat suit. It's like literally like two batarangs that are connected into the suit. So I don't know exactly. Obviously, this, I don't know if everything's going to be practical. There's a chance that when the actual film comes out, they're going to put another layer of CGI like they did with the Spider-Man costume. Possible, yeah. With the Spider-Man costume, stuff like that, Homecoming and Far From Home, they do.
I think they're going to, I think if they go tech heavy, I think they're going to have to. Yeah. I don't think they can make a suit that's, especially Arkham Knight type, like that. I'm sure they're going to have to, in points, they're going to CGI anyways, because it's a Batman movie, but, because I don't think he's gonna, I think he's gonna do, and it kind of shows you even in the costume test. I think what Matt Reeves is gonna go for is he's gonna strike the balance between a Christian Bale and Ben Affleck. I think the tone of the film is gonna be that way as well. Like, I think it's not gonna be insanely dark like Batman Superman was, and it's not also gonna be just that very balanced approach. I think it's gonna be in between that somewhere. And I think that's where Matt Reeves, I mean, we've seen Apes, and that's so he kind of did. I mean,
yeah.
Like, if he does anything similar to that, this can easily be the greatest Batman movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, especially because look at the cinematography of the Planet of the Apes movies. The way, like, they showed Caesar jumping out of the, or he's hanging in the trees, the way he jumps out of the waterfall. You can translate that to Batman very easily. But Samir, what do you think?
At first, it kind of gave me Daredevil vibes with the whole, the lighting and the way he was standing, the suit, and the score, really. I like it, though. It's pretty sick. I mean, once again, the collar kind of makes him look like a vampire. I guess Rob Pattinson in general kind of looks like a vampire. But I guess...
Shout out to his Twilight days.
I feel like the only thing I hope they change is, though the symbol looks sick, it doesn't have, like, the bat ears coming up on top of it. You know?
Yeah, what I
noticed, it looks more like a batarang than like a bat symbol.
It feels like the bat suit. I mean, the picture will be up on the screen so you guys will see, but it's like this break in his costume is the ears coming out.
Oh yeah, it's not a pure
bat symbol like the way we're used to. In fact, we haven't seen what the logo of this film will be, so we don't know if it's gonna have like this kind of design.
Dude, that's what this film. Dude, all the quotes that we have from Pattinson seem to indicate that. The film was not going to be, like, he said something like he's a villain almost. So, like, it's not going to be, like, the Batman we've seen, like, so far.
It's going to be more morally good. It's a
different take. And to be honest, it's better that way. Like, they're going to go away from, like, what we've already seen. It's better that way. Just because, like, you give it its own take. And with the cast that he's working with and everything, I think the acting is going to make up for, like the costume design and the other things that are probably that might not be like at the same level as previous films that we've seen. I do think that just the acting and just the pure talent that they're working with is going to make up for those things. If they're lacking, we don't even know if they're lacking, but if they're lacking.
Mm. Well, I think the last thing to say is, what do you guys think about this Batman costume? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Or do you like the score? Tell us all you're excited for, everything you're not excited for in the comments to join the debate. This is Shiraz Faruqi, and I'm with Zion, Umar, and Samir. We'll see you next time. Peace out.